Disc 4.
Sunny crawled over to the loaf of bread and placed her tiny hand against the wall.
"Mush!"
she cried, which meant something like, "The mortar is almost dissolved, just a little bit longer." Violet took the ribbon out of her hair and then retied it, which was something she did when she needed to rethink, a word which here means think even harder about the Baudelaire orphans' terrible situation. "I'm not sure we have even a little bit longer," she said, looking up at the window. "Look how bright the sunlight is. The morning must be almost over."
"Then we should hurry," Klaus said.
"No," Violet corrected. "We should rethink. And I've been rethinking this bench. We can use it another way, besides as a ramp. We can use it as a battering ram."
"Hans?" Sunny asked.
"A battering ram is a large piece of wood or metal used to break down doors or walls," Violet explained. "Military inventors used it in medieval times to break into walled cities, and we're going to use it now to break out of jail." Violet picked up the bench so it was resting on her shoulder. "The bench should be pointing as evenly as possible. Sunny, get on Klaus's shoulders. If the two of you hold the other end together, I think this battering ram will work." Klaus and Sunny scrambled into the position Violet had suggested, and in a moment the siblings were ready to operate Violet's latest invention. The two Baudelaire sisters had a firm hold on the wood, and Klaus had a firm hold on Sunny, so she wouldn't fall to the floor of the Deluc cell as they battered. "Now," Violet said, "let's step back as far as we can, and at the count of three run quickly toward the wall. Aim the battering ram for the spot where the mortar dissolver was working. Ready? 1, 2, 3! Thunk! The Baudelaires ran forward and smacked the bench against the wall as hard as they could. The battering ram made a noise so loud that it felt as if the entire jail would collapse, but they left only a small dent in a few of the bricks, as if the wall had been bruised slightly. "Again," Violet commanded. 1, 2, 3! Thunk! Outside, the children could hear a few crows flutter wildly, frightened by the noise. A few more bricks were bruised, and one had a long crack down the middle. "It's working," Klaus cried. "The battering ram is working."
1, 2, minga!
Sunny shrieked, and the children smacked the battering ram against the wall again.
"Ow!"
Klaus cried, and stumbled a little bit, almost dropping his baby sister. "A brick fell on my toe."
"Hooray!"
Violet cried. "I mean, sorry about your toe, Klaus, but if bricks are falling, it means the wall is definitely weakening. Let's put down the battering ram and get a better look."
"We don't need a better look," Klaus said. "We'll know it's working when we see Foul Fountain. 1, 2, 3! Thunk!"
The Baudelaires heard the sound of more pieces of brick hitting the filthy floor of the Deluc cell, but they also heard another sound, a familiar one. It began with a faint rustling, and then grew and grew until it sounded like a million pages were being flipped. It was the sound of the VFD crows, flying in circles before departing for their afternoon roost, and it meant that the children were running out of time.
"Hurrah!"
Sunny cried desperately, and then, as loudly as she could,
1, 2, minga!